Please stand by. Welcome, everyone, and thank you for joining us for today's IBM teleconference, Activating the Mainframe in an SOA World, Delivering Web Services Based on IMS. Today's teleconference will last approximately 60 minutes and will include a live question and answer session. In this teleconference, you'll learn how LBBW faced the challenge of updating its mainframe-based stock trading applications for inclusion in its enterprise-wide web enablement and SOA initiatives. The speakers for today's teleconference are Beverly Terrell, Director, IMS, IBM Software Group, and Hans-Jürgen Boerli, Manager, Order Management Group, IT Financial Markets Operations. At this time, I'd like to hand it over to our first speaker, Beverly Terrell.
Welcome, everyone, to today's teleconference. As Director of IMS at IBM Silicon Valley Lab, my best experiences have been meeting with customers, learning about their challenges, and working with them on developing IMS solutions. Today, I am delighted that one of our customers, Hans-Jürgen Boerle from LBBW, is here to talk to you about how this major German bank combined IMS, WebSphere, and GT Software's Ivory product to develop a solution for their online stock trading system. Hans-Jürgen is the manager of the Order Management Group, which is part of LBBW's IT Financial Markets Operations. Hans-Jürgen, I'm so very pleased to welcome you today. We appreciate you sharing your story with us. Let's get started.
Thank you, Beverly. My name is Hans-Jürgen Boerle. I'm working in the IT area of LBBW, and I'm responsible for the ordering part of the LBBW securities application. Next slide, please. I'm glad to show you a presentation to IMS connection using mainframe-based web services at LBBW. Next slide, please. Here we have the agenda. First, we take a look at the project history. Then we come to some principal basics about web services on the mainframe and the tool Ivory. In the next part, we go back to the project and see what LBBW learned during the proof of concept, why we decided to go with web services and Ivory, the experience at LBBW, and at last we take a look at the results and the next steps that are planned in LBBW in terms of web services. Next slide, please. Before we start, I have some facts to LBBW for the people who still don't know this bank. LBBW is one of the top 5 banks in Germany and belongs to the top 50 globally. In 2006, we had 428 billion euros revenue. We have more than 12,000 employees. The offices, headquarters are in Stuttgart, Karlsruhe, and Mannheim, located in Germany. There are 216 branch offices, and LBBW also operates branches in New York, London, Singapore, and some other are planned in, for example, Dubai. Next slide, please. Okay, let's start with the project history. When we look at LBBW completely, we have a very heterogeneous environment. In this presentation, we narrow down to the environment around the securities applications. In my department, I have 20 developers. Half of them are young people below the age of 35. The application for security services at LBBW are self-developed applications in COBOL with DB2 and IMS, both DB part and data communication part. Until then, all the front ends of these applications were 3270 line mode front ends. You know, these MFS front ends. And the developers didn't have any contact with graphical front ends and no knowledge around distributed systems. Of course, there have been other applications in LBBW who are using graphical front ends, for example, some retail systems or the direct brokerage, but all of them were or are very special, very poor priority, and because of that, black boxes for my stuff. Some words to the banks. LBBW is doing all the services around securities, not only for our internal securities departments, but also for the savings banks in the counties of Baden-Württemberg and Rhineland-Pfalz. So we have about 80 other banks that are using our securities applications. Next slide, please. Now, what was the request to start that project? For their own data center, the savings banks requested a graphical user frontend. In the first step, to sell and buy securities. This graphical frontend was requested to be integratable in the existing graphical frontend of the savings banks. They didn't want to integrate our old line mode frontend into their existing graphical frontend. As I said on the last slide, the current system is a mainframe-based, self-developed COBOL application using IMS and DB2 and consists of more than 1,000 programs. Some of them are more than 40,000 lines of code big. For example, the multifunctional 30-70 line mode frontend for buying and selling securities. The request was to deliver a graphical frontend after 8 months. Next slide, please. Some words to the objectives. It was never a question to migrate to another platform. We feel comfortable in using the advantages and the safety of a mainframe and of the IMS system for the securities application. Furthermore, it was no option in the given time frame. Separate layers have been also affixed to request because the user interface had to be built by another IT department in LBBW, which only works in the Java environment. By looking for standards, first considerations did lead us to two propositions. First, no screen scraping. Second, using standards like MQ Series or IMS Connect. At the beginning, and with our knowledge at that time, we still had self-developed solutions in mind. With these solutions, we planned to use standards as we knew until this time, MQ Series and IMS Connect. A strategic partner of LBBW told us of a next level in using standards. Doing SOA by using a tool, which was Ivory. The idea to use web services did also match to our plan to renew the existing online brokerage application in a further step because the functionality of a consulate front-end and the internet-based customer front-end are mostly equal. We had a very good teamwork with the involved partner and the vendor. I come back to this a few slides later. First, let me tell you something principal about web services and web services on the mainframe. Next slide, please. Here we see the common approach for using web services. This approach requires multiple calls to the mainframe. Mainframe gives an answer to every call. That results in high network traffic. A business logic on the application server is necessary. In case of LBBW, it is still present on the mainframe, and it was not planned to move it. Next slide, please. And here we see the Ivory approach for using web services. In this approach, we have only a single call to the mainframe. This results in reduction of network traffic. The data collection runs inside the mainframe using the fast mainframe environment. Existing transactions are usable, and only the needed data can be returned to the application server. For example, fields 1 to 5 from transaction 1, fields 1, 7, 9 from transaction 2, and so on. These existing transactions are usable if they follow some rules. I will come back later to this point when I tell you about the lessons from the PLC. There is no business logic on the application server needed. The web service is generated through a developer's tool, which is called Ivory Studio. So no coding will be needed, therefore. The functions of the Ivory server are, first, converting the XML structure from the input data to the structure of the IMS transactions, which is COBOL. Second, calling the defined functions, the IMS transactions, in the defined sequence for collecting the data. And at last, converting the output data back from the COBOL structure to the XML structure and building the SOAP message. Next slide, please. Here we have a possible sample for using Ivory. Ivory server is a static task on the mainframe. The communication between the Ivory server and the transaction is done through IMS OTMA. This sample shows also nearly the solution of the LBBW project. Next slide, please. With Ivory Studio, the developers are able to define a web service. That means they define the structure of input data, the structure of output data, the function, for example, IMS transaction or other web services that have to be called, the sequence for the functions, and rules for the functions, like if-else structures or do a function 20 times, for example. Next slide, please. Now, let's see what LBBW learned during the proof of concept. When we take a look at existing IMS transactions for line mode frontends, we mostly find transactions with multiple screens for data input or output. These transactions are also mostly carried out in conversational mode, what means that they store information between the transaction steps in the scratchpad area. In a web application, we have only one call from somewhere outside, and we have to give one answer. The amount of data is not a limit anymore for the front end. Next slide, please. For that reason, conversational mode is not a good idea because conversational mode does not really fit to SOA. Conversational mode contradicts the one-step practice and can only be used in web services by changing the existing application, for example, storing the scratchpad area in DB2 tables or something like that. Doing that, the existing application is increasing in complexity, and the consequence is you have higher costs and higher risks. According to my information, GT provides conversational mode in Ivory now, in the current version, but to my mind, such a practice is only recommended for a transitional period, for example, when you have only the load modules from a standard software. The result of LBBW was that we made new, non-conversational business transactions for the use by web services. This sounds first like a handicap, but it became an advantage because with this we started to restructure the big existing application by taking out functions. Another advantage was that these new business transactions could be used also for the web services of another new application, the direct brokerage application, which is the internet banking for securities. And this affected an economy of 75% to 80%. The third advantage was the existing old application is not changed and can be used as a backup. Some words to the resource consumption of the mainframe. And on the mainframe, at the POC, we measured an increased consumption of the IMS transactions and the Ivory server, not of the whole system, between 10% and 25%. This is partially compensated by reducing the steps, which means the transaction calls. Next slide, please. Why did we decide to go with web services in Ivory? One big reason was to maintain the business logic. The whole securities application consists of more than 1,000 COBOL programs, as I told you. And we did not plan to migrate to another architecture, neither with the whole application nor with a part of it. It was also very important to us to use standards like SOA. The core competence of my staff is to make the business function available to the users. This is a unique selling proposition to my clients. Front ends for visibilization and these business functions are not difficult to make and might be bought from several distributors. There is no additional effort to my team if there might be additional front ends, for example, an HBCI front end in addition to the browser front end. And Ivory is an exchangeable tool. Ivory may be addictive, but using Ivory does not mean that you are dependent to GT software for all times. As a backup, it is also possible to use another tool, maybe based on a distributed architecture, or make a pro-priority solution by using MQ Series or IMS Connect. The business transactions are in all cases completely or nearly completely reusable. This gave us safety through the project phase. To my mind, this is a very important point because this shows that GT Software has its mind on the functionality and the usability and is not in need to make customers dependent to them. And at last, we had a very good and very qualified on-site assistance by GT Software. Next slide, please. Now to the experiences that we made. The users, which means our customers, get a modern front end. They were high motivated because they liked to be part of the designing team. Developers learned a new and modern technology. This was and still is very motivating, especially for the young employees. The training period for Ivory Studio was very short. These young people I have needed 1 to 2 days and to know how to use the tool. That means they looked 3 hours over the shoulders of the GT people and after that they done by themselves. We had a change of thinking. Both sides, front-end and back-end programmers, had to change their mind in some points. They had to learn that the one who publishes the web services defines the functionality of the web service. And they had to learn that no front-end design had to be made in the IMS transactions. They need to think in objects and methods. And we had some excitement of the front-end developers. At the end of the project, they define the web service technology as the standard of them. Target is the reducing of the numbers of front-ends for the central securities application of LBBW. Today we have three front-ends, plus one interface from the dealing system. The front-ends are 3270 front-end, the counselor's front-end, and the online brokerage. Online brokerage was also changed to web services, which means that a complete exchange of the whole applications. 6 months after the counselor's front-end, 75% to 80% of the existing web services could be reused on that project. Medium-term removal of the old multifunctional 3270 application is planned. And we have other projects that are very interested in the web service technology. There is a big interest in other IT departments and in IT projects in LBBW for using the web service technology. Next slide, please. On this slide, I made you a comparison of the new and the old front ends. Slide, please. The results are we met the aggressive timeline. The mainframe developers learned SOA concepts and implemented web services with Ivory in a learn-by-doing manner. Finally, we had a high acceptance of mainframe access through web services by the Java developers. We could reuse about 80% of the web services for the following brokerage project. So IMS and the mainframe are the cornerstones of LBBW's SOA. My personal conclusion to the LBBW project is take a chance and try something new and allow a possible failure, of course with a backup in reserve, the exchangeable tool. Think back to a virtue in IT that we found in the 80s and 90s and that was very helpful for the evolution of the IT. The best base for such a try of a new technology is a serious mid-sized project which has a certain need of realization and success and is not so far and has a not so far defined target date. Next slide, please. Finally, I have an overview of the next steps that we are planning at LBBW. In LBBW, the IT departments are assigned to the business departments. This entails that my staff has to be enabled to make graphical frontends for our internal customers as a requirement for going on the way to make web services. Therefore, we are currently analyzing a tool that generates Java code for graphical frontends which can use web services. In this context, the change to modify the core competence of my department, as shown on slide 14, is not available. But by using web services, I have made the preparation to do this in the future. By changing from 30 to 70 frontends to SOA, we have the window of opportunity to change from the big existing applications that handle multiple of MFS screens to smaller and more modular applications. That's what we try to do in the future. Next slide, please. Now we have reached the end of the presentation. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thank you, Hans and Beverly. Now we'd like to ask all of our listeners to participate in a brief electronic survey. Right after the survey, we will have a live Q&A session with the presenter. Your feedback is important to us, and we appreciate the time you take to answer these questions. To participate, simply press the star key, followed by the number that best corresponds to your choice. Please listen to all options before you make your selection. First, please evaluate your level of satisfaction with today's teleconference. If it was high, press star 1. If it was medium, press star 2. Or if it was low, press star 3. We'll pause for just a moment. Next, was the level of technical information presented in this teleconference at the right level? If it was at the right level, press star 1. If it was not technical enough, press star 2. Or if it was more technical than you needed to hear, press star 3. Question 3, what version of IMS are you currently on? If it's version 10, press star 1. Version 9, press star 2. Version 8, press star 3. Or version 7 and below, press star 4. Question 4, for those not on IMS 10, what is your planned use of IMS 10? If you plan to install IMS 10 in the next 6 to 12 months, press star 1. If you're interested in moving to IMS 10 within the next 2 years, press star 2. Or if you're not interested in IMS 10 at this time, press star 3. We hope you've enjoyed the teleconference today. Please let us know if you're interested in receiving additional information or follow-up regarding the IBM products discussed today. If yes, press star 1. If no, press star 2. And finally, please let us know if you're interested in receiving additional information or follow-up regarding the GT software products discussed today. Again, yes, star 1, no, star 2. And that will conclude our survey. Thank you again for your participation today. Now let's move on to your questions. To ask a question, please press the star key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone at this time. Make sure, if you would, that your mute button is not engaged, or if you're using a speakerphone, please pick up the handset. So again, star 1 if you have any questions at this time. And we'll hear first from Pete Piknayak at Geico.
Yes. And this is an excellent presentation by the LBBW Bank in Germany. And the question I have is what is the transaction complex at the bank? Is it non-conversational IMS or conversational? The way I saw the presentation looks like non-conversational. And the second thing is, if it is non-conversational, why not to use IBM's soap product? And of course, they are using IBM soap, and use the ZOS option in the mainframe, just like the Ivory server, GT Ivory server, which runs in the ZOS. And now, IBM SOAP used to have the NT and AIX and Linux support, but now they have the ZOS support, which does the same thing like Ivory server. Why don't they use that? And what is the drawback? Then after that, I can have the follow-up.
Okay. The first question was if we use conversational or non-conversational transactions. In the line mode transactions, we only use the conversational mode. So we found out that for doing SOA, it's not a good idea to use the conversational mode, as I told on the presentation. So we made new transactions in non-conversational mode. The second question was why the GT software project? Well, that's quite simple. We asked IBM too, and they came around with a big package of some tools with a price, well, this was 5 times higher than the Ivory product, and nobody of them told me which pieces of this big package I really need and which one I can additionally use. I didn't have a very good support from IBM.
And you are right about that, because I was the beta tester for SOAP, as well as the tool you are talking about is a WDZ tool. IBM provides it, which nowadays they call it RDZ. And it's a WebSphere license you had to buy in version 8, I think IMS V8. But in version 9, they gave that couple of copies of the RDZ or WDZ, whatever they call it nowadays. And yes, that is very cumbersome to use it. And so Ivory Studio, which is a very good tool to convert your copybooks to the WSDO. And yes, I have used both sides of the aisle. Like, I have used the IBM's tool as well as the GT Ivory. I also was the tester for the Ivory server in IMS under version 9 for the SOA. And we are a shop with conversational transaction support. We don't have any non-conversational. That's where we had made them a request to come up with the GT Ivory to make the conversational support available, which is, I think, what I heard from the presentation, that they are now into conversational. And so how is it really working at your bank? As far as throughput, I see that you have to use OTMA. And do you use IMS Connect? I don't remember exactly, because when I tested this stuff. And so you are running this Ivory server in ZOS, and that needs probably the OTMA. But do you have the IMS Connect also?
The Ivory server at LBDW runs at ZOS, and it uses OTMA. So we have IMS Connect on the machine, but in the case of Ivory, we don't use IMS Connect.
Okay, Ivory doesn't use the IMS Connect.
No.
Well, how is the throughput, like the response time and the, you know, what is your transaction volume for the SOA?
The transaction volume is about, let me see, what did we have last month? 200,000 orders per month. Let me say we have 300,000 400,000 transactions per month only in the counterless front end, and another 500,000 transactions on the brokerage front end, and we don't have any problem on that.
So the response time is pretty good then.
The response time is very good. There is no problem by the customers, neither the counselors nor the customers by themselves through internet.
Yes, actually, when I did the beta test, the SOAP with WDZ, those days they used to call back in 2006 or 2005. And one of the requirements that to make it come up with a ZOS task to run under ZOS, then Linux or AIX or NT. And the second thing is to have a tool, mainframe-based tool, available so that you can convert the copybooks to WSDL, and which is Ivory Studio does a very good job. I was very impressed with that. But I think IBM is still working on the back to the drawing board about the mainframe tool. They haven't done it, which is like if you look at the, if you run CICS, and CICS has a tool in TS3.1 or TS3.1, I believe, and it takes the copybooks and convert into WSDL. And the similar approach would help the SOA world, and rather going through any kind of, you know, client-based tools like Studio, Ivory Studio, or RDZ, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, we did quite a job with GT Ivory as well as IBM. We are an insurance company based in Washington, D.C. And but we're still waiting, you know, if IBM comes up with those two other approach, making it conversational, as well as coming up with a mainframe-based tool for the copybook to WSDL conversion.
Yes, we needed it last year. We didn't have any chance. You know.
Yeah, well, I get back to them every now and then, and, you know, so hopefully they will come, you know. I don't know if any IBM people are in this conference, so I had to say it anyway. But thanks for the presentation. It is really an excellent presentation.
Thank you.
And once again, if you have any questions, simply press star 1, please. Star 1 for questions. I do have another question. This is from Zelma Cohen at Lockheed Martin.
Hi, great presentation. I've got a question on how you were utilizing WebSphere application server. Were you storing your services, using it as a manner to store your services, or how exactly were you using it? And also, you said that there was a 10 to 20% increase in IMS utilization with Ivory. Did I hear that correct? We're doing benchmark check test, and that was something I was curious about. Also, were you looking at using Visual Connect for your for any of your 3270 screens? And my last question is, did you run into any security issues using SSL or anything like that with the Ivory server? Or have you got, are you using another front-end security package to front-end the services? That's it.
Okay. Okay. The first question was about the WebSphere application server.
Right.
So all these web services are running on the mainframe.
Mm-hmm.
So my department didn't have any knowledge about distributed systems. As I learned during the project, my colleagues who did the front-end applications on the WebSphere, we are also using WebSphere in this time, built a completely standalone system. It only calls the web services on the mainframe. They had some security systems on the front end, as I knew, but I don't know exactly which. In the back end, we make sure that only the web server who is allowed can come through to the mainframe by first checking the IP address of the web server, and second, having a security application which checks the user and their passwords on the it's done by one web service. I know that there are two or three, I don't know exactly, security parts on the front end. They don't know what they do exactly. The second question, could you please help me?
Yeah, and then the other question was, I see that you're building the graphical interfaces. Were you looking at using Visual Connect to build any of those 3270 screens and add those to the services, or are you just building graphical interfaces directly outside of the MFS?
No, but the MFS frontends were just made by MFS on the mainframe, just without any tool. The graphical frontend, I don't know which Java, how do you call that, which Java tools they used there, but it was not Visual Connect.
It was not?
We're just looking.
Okay.
No, it was not Visual Connect.
Okay.
We're just looking, what we are doing now, we're looking for a product to make these Java classes just for front ends, but it's also not Visual Connect.
Okay.
You had a question about the CPU consumption.
Right.
So we just measured the old transactions, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We had a consumption per transaction step by 0.01 seconds in the 3270. And also in the web service. And we had a CPU consumption of the Ivory server by 0.02 seconds per call.
Okay.
So when we have about 200,000 orders per month, and the hypothesis are every order will be at average displayed once after the entry, we can see that we have in 3270 8,000 CPU seconds per month for the order entry, and we have 6,000 CPU seconds per month for the order display. Just when we add these steps that we have in the conversational mode, you know. And in the web service part, we have 12,000 CPU seconds, which means 4,000 more by the order entry, and we also have 6,000 CPU seconds, the same amount as in the 3270 for the order display. So we have 4,000 CPU seconds a month more, which means 200 CPU seconds a day. That was not really, really much, and our system people don't have any problem with that. As I would say, Ivory is very, very stable on the system. We don't have any problem with events or something like that, and it's very, very fast, you know, because this Ivory server is scalable. And one new thing, I don't know how new it is, you can have a version of Ivory that runs on the Linux processors of the mainframe, and for that uses resources that are free of charge at the moment.
Or did you say maintenance?
Sorry?
I'm sorry, that you said that you can run it as in maintenance? I didn't understand that.
There's a version of the Ivory server available that runs on the Linux.
Okay, right.
Part
okay.
of the mainframe.
Right, okay. All right, great. Well, thank you so much. Excellent presentation.
Thank you.
And just a final reminder, if you have any questions, please press star 1. Well, with that, I'd like to thank you for your participation in the question and answer session and for dialing in today, and I will hand things back over to Beverly Terrell for some additional or closing comments. Please go ahead.
Thanks to all of you for taking time out of your busy schedules to attend the session about LBBW and IMS. A special thanks to Hans Jürgen from LBBW for being our speaker today. If you should have any questions, please feel free to contact me at bterrell@us.ibm.com. You can read more about the IMS and Ivory solution at LBBW in a case study that's on our website at www.ibm.com/software/data/IMS. For those of you in North America, I wanted to let you know that the IMS presence at the IDUG conference will be even stronger this year. Come and hear all the IMS news at IDUG in Dallas the week of May 18th. And I will be in the Netherlands with many other IMS speakers at the Information On Demand conference the week of June 2nd. I hope to meet many of our customers while there. Thanks again for attending today's call with LBBW. Goodbye, have a great day, and I hope to see you in Dallas and The Hague.
Thanks again, ladies and gentlemen, for dialing in. That will conclude today's conference call. Again, thanks for joining us, and again, have a good day.
Welcome, everyone.